makes a neighborhood sustainable in particular? What about a neighborhood that's struggling to fight crime and blight? In 2006, six urban communities were targeted for improvements by the Local Initiative Support Corporation of Greater Kansas City. LISC is a national group that works with local organizations and communities. For the first time in its 33-year history of working in Kansas City, LISC is announcing one of these neighborhoods has graduated. That means St. Peter Waterway can sustain its redevelopment on its own and is considered a community where people want to live, work, play, and raise families. We want to hear from you. Do you live in a community that's been targeted for urban redevelopment? And what does a sustainable community look like to you? We're taking your calls now at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Now, to get a feel for how St. Peter Waterway has changed, we sent Casey Current's Suzanne Hogan to check it out.
This is how every morning begins in St. Peter Waterway, an area, according to LISC, that covers 11th to 16th, Minnesota to Oroville in Kansas City, Kansas. They ring at 6, 12, and 6 every day from the tall bell tower of the Cathedral at Resurrection Catholic Church, which used to be called St. Peter's. Father Harry Schneider has been with the church for 4 years.
I think for a lot of the community, and even those who are not Catholic, it's a reassuring presence.
When I was a kid, that's how we knew to go home for dinner. 6 o'clock bells rang and you got home. So it's just, I wake up in the morning to the bells.
Patty Orth has lived in the neighborhood her whole life. She's raised her kids and grandkids here. She's been living in this 100-year-old home on 15th Street for 38 years. Orth saw her neighborhood change in the 80s and 90s as a lot of people started moving south to Johnson County or to the Piper area in western Wyandotte County.
We had prostitutes walking our streets. I mean, in our neighborhoods, walking the streets. And, you don't want your kids to see that kind of stuff. There was some drug houses, and we had issues with drive-bys, car chases, that kind of thing. But I think the important thing is people like us didn't move. You know, we said, we're not going to move.
That's how Orth got involved with the Cathedral Neighborhood Association, which she's been the president of for the past 10 years. It covers all of what LISC identifies as St. Peter Waterway and more, from 10th to 22nd, central to Minnesota. An area home to the original Fritz's restaurant, which is a point of pride for residents. They deliver food to tables using a toy train that zips around a track above your head. In 2006, when LISC identified St. Peter Waterway as a target neighborhood, Patty Orth saw an opportunity to tackle some growing community problems. Crime, blight, problems with infrastructure. She and members of the community began meeting to draft a quality of life plan and common goals.
It was an eye-opener, and I've lived here my whole life, and I learned a lot of stuff about the community. So it's
like, what kind of stuff?
Well, like, there is a world outside the Catholic Church. That's one thing. And that, people do care. It's just not a small group of people that care.
They engaged with their local police department to establish community policing. They worked on a plan with the Unified Government of Wyandotte County to go halfway with residents to finance new sidewalks. Community Housing of Wyandotte County, or CHWC, a community development corporation, worked closely with LISC and acquired unkept properties in the target area, and since have rehabbed or built over 70 homes and offer multiple first-time homeowner assistance grants. This started to attract more people. In 1990, the neighborhood was about a third Latino. Today, in St. Peter Waterway, the Latino population has doubled.
My kids have grown up and they are very well-rounded because they've grown up with all kinds of people.
One of the controversial changes has been the implementation in 2008 of a traffic calming plan. Streets changed to one-ways, they put in different stop signs. Patty Orth says a lot of neighbors still don't like this.
They have to drive maybe a block out of their way. People that live out of the area don't like it at all because they can't cut through. But, you know, you go to the new subdivisions, and that's how they build all of them. You can go in one way, but you got to come back out that way, too.
Crimes against people and property have decreased by almost 40% since 2009. Fewer drive-by shootings were reported in 2010 and 11. Now, kids fill the streets to play. People hang out on their porches, work in the yard. 17th Street, a long strip of old, well-kept homes, typically goes all out at neighborhood functions, throwing barbecues, Christmas lighting competitions. On Halloween, they can expect 3,000 kids. Patty Orth has already started buying Halloween candy. She gets the 17th Street runoff with an average of 300 to 500.
That's what's so fun about it. Our neighborhood is that people do still congregate and meet and have a good time.
Another popular congregation site is Waterway Park. Over 100 years old, it used to be a shallow lake. Then it became a small play area with a baseball field that became a hotbed for drug deals and prostitution in the 80s and 90s. But CHWC, with help from LISC and the city, as part of the plan, came in and cleaned it up. They took out the ball field, put in a playground, and just recently landscaped, adding trees and a walking path. At about 6:30 every night, the park fills up with people from the neighborhood. Since the improvements, the park sees an average of 80 to 100 visitors a day. Tracy Jordan and her 6 children live 4 blocks from the park. She's been happy with the transformation, but feels like even more could be done.
There's like another acre and a half that they can put something on.
Steve Curtis, the community organizer for CHWC, agrees. He says plans for a soccer field are in the works. He grew up in KCK and later in life decided to move back because he missed the diversity and style of people.
Real kind of blue-collar attitude, you know, just very straightforward, sometimes a little more blunt than you would like, but always speaking the truth.
Curtis's main job with the CHWC has been to engage youth in community activities.
All these garages in here were tagged all the time. So the kids came with a program 3 years ago to talk to the owners, paint a mural on the back of the garage, and CHWC would put in a solar-powered motion detection light.
The Art Squad has painted nearly 20 murals on garages and alleyways. They weeded and picked up trash.
We wanted to make them, like, not like a creepy part that, like, people were afraid to go to.
17-year-old Amber Finley is a senior at Sumner Academy. She and her 15-year-old sister are responsible for a lot of the paintings. Garages with a Monet-type landscape, a rose painted for Rosie, an elderly resident, a city skyline, outer space, a crazy cat raccoon painted on the back of Bill's garage, who's known in the area for feeding feral cats.
He has tons of cat food and cat toys all set out on his porch, and he leaves it there overnight and just lets all the neighborhood cats go there. If you have a cat, it has probably been on his porch.
Finley feels like it's bringing more people together. Kids cut through, outsiders go on mural tours.
People in that house always come out and give us water, and they don't speak any English, but it's like you can tell they're like admiring it, and their kids go over and look at it. It's nice.
Estaba muy bien pintado ahí los.
Cruz Morales lives in the house across the street from the community garden. He bought the house 3 years ago and is fixing it up. He says he likes this neighborhood. It's calm. The only problem is the muchachos, boys, who are responsible for occasional theft and vandalism. Amber Finley's ladder was stolen over the summer, keeping her from finishing higher up parts of some of the murals. And a few solar lights have been broken. Finley was on the bus when she noticed the most recent taggings that happened only a couple weeks ago on 2 of their murals. She got upset and texted Steve Curtis immediately.
And I texted him and I was like, can we get a community officer? Because I know who did it. So I'm like, can we get a community officer to go to this kid's house and force him to paint with us? Make him understand the hard work that goes into it so maybe he won't destroy other people's things next year.
The Art Squad plans to continue their efforts to enhance the neighborhood and will continue to paint over tags. Next week, LISC will name St. Peter Waterway as a sustainable community. As the neighborhood looks ahead to graduation, it's unclear how much support from outside organizations like LISC they'll need in the future to keep making progress. For Casey Currents, I'm Suzanne Hogan.